Inside BitBank, Engineering and Autonomous AI Research Lab, Chapter 3 of 10, Forecasting Models, From Baselines to Transformers. There is no universally best forecasting model. A model is useful only relative to a horizon, dataset decision, latency budget, and baseline. BitBank therefore treats forecasting as a portfolio of testable approaches rather than a search for one permanent architecture. Begin with the embarrassing baseline. Every sophisticated model should face simple competitors: last value, rolling mean, exponential trend, seasonal repetition, volatility scaled momentum, and sometimes no trade at all. These baselines are fast, interpretable, and surprisingly difficult to beat after costs. If a transformer cannot improve on exponential moving average under the same causal protocol, that result is not embarrassing for the baseline. It is evidence that the extra capacity has not earned production complexity. Forecasts and decisions are different objects. A model may forecast a return distribution, price path, volatility, rank, or regime probability. A trading policy converts that estimate into action. Conflating the two makes diagnosis difficult. Suppose a model predicts direction slightly better than chance but changes its mind every hour. The forecast score can improve while trading performance deteriorates through turnover. A decision layer may add thresholds, hysteresis, abstention, exposure caps, and volatility targeting. These controls should be evaluated separately from predictive accuracy. Boosted trees. Gradient boosted trees remain strong for structured features. They train quickly, handle nonlinear interactions, and provide useful diagnostics. With carefully lagged returns, ranges, volume, volatility, and cross-sectional context, they can test a large family of hypotheses cheaply. Their flexibility is also dangerous. Hundreds of correlated features and repeated sweeps can fit transient regimes. Honest folds, feature ablations, monotonic expectations where appropriate, and recent holdouts matter more than the in-sample and importance chart. Time series foundation models. Chrono-style models approach numerical sequences with ideas borrowed from language modeling. Pre-training across many series can provide a useful prior for trend, seasonality, scale, and uncertainty, instead of fitting every pair. From scratch, a foundation model can produce probabilistic forecasts from context. Zero-shot ability is appealing, but financial use still requires validation. The pre-training distribution may differ from crypto. A model that predicts price levels well may not rank tradable returns well. Context length, normalization, covariates, sampling frequency, and quantile calibration all change the result. Probabilities are more useful than certainty. A point forecast hides uncertainty. Quantiles or simulated paths let the decision layer ask better questions. How wide is the distribution? Is expected upside large relative to downside? Does the conclusion survive plausible fees? Should the system abstain because uncertainty is unusually high, calibration is essential. A nominal 90% interval should contain outcomes at roughly that rate on relevant unseen data. Narrow intervals that miss constantly create false confidence. Very wide intervals provide little decision value. Global and pair-specific models. A global model shares statistical strength across assets and encounters more regimes. A pair-specific model can preserve behavior that global averaging erases. We do not settle this question by philosophy. Shared models, per-pair heads, pair embeddings, and fixed pair-specific policies can all enter the same tournament. Reduction choice may share feature code and validation infrastructure while using different decision boundaries for Bitcoin, Ethereum, and other markets. Model selection is a multiple testing problem. Training 10,000 configurations virtually guarantees a lucky winner. The more ideas we test, the stronger our evidence controls must become. Nested validation, locked holdouts, paired fold comparisons, false discovery awareness, and replication across regimes reduce the probability that search itself becomes the hidden source of performance. We also record the full candidate population, not only the winner. A result means something different if one model narrowly wins among five sensible candidates than if it is the maximum of 50,000 unstable trials. Operational cost is part of model quality. Models differ in memory, cold start time, throughput, numerical portability, and failure surface. A marginal forecast improvement may not justify a service that is 10 times slower or impossible to reproduce live. Export formats, bounded context, deterministic preprocessing, and fallback behavior belong in the selection scorecard, the champion, challenger, and baseline. A healthy production system keeps three roles visible. The champion serves current decisions. Challengers run through the same evaluation and may shadow production. The baseline remains as a sanity check. If both champion and challenger suddenly lose to do nothing, the system needs investigation, not a more elaborate story. The model family is therefore less important than the comparison discipline around it. Chapter 4 turns to the machine that makes those comparisons pa-scale. GPUs, QDA storage, distributed work, experiment scheduling, and the engineering of autonomous research.